Welcome to Take on the Lake. I've got a story for you. Hey everybody, welcome to Take on the Lake with Lake Expo. I'm Nathan Bechtold, and today we've got a very special Take on the Lake episode for you. This could end up being a recurring theme here. This is the Hangry Roundtable special episode of Take on the Lake. We've got some of the Lake Expo team in here, and I forced them to delay lunch today. As a result, we're recording this afternoon. It's not really that far afternoon, but you know, these folks live on a very precise schedule and they are all hungry. Like we literally, right before we started, heard a stomach growling. We're not going to point fingers. But so we have the Lake Expo crew, and the Hangry Roundtable edition is where we sit around very hungry and maybe slightly irritated and talk about the things that we love, right? About restaurants at the lake. So we're going to talk food at the lake, good places to eat, maybe some not like super negative experiences, but like stuff that's like, oh, that was maybe not my favorite. And then like maybe even stuff that we miss. I don't know. It's going to be everything food at the lake. Honestly, I have no idea where this is going to go. So who we have in here today is Kathy. Hi, Kath.
Hi.
We got Jill.
Hello.
And then we got Stacy.
Hey.
Yep. All right. So this is part of the Lake Expo crew. And our ground rules for the Hangry Roundtable episode are...
Not eat.
You can't eat before, right? This is one of the rules. Secondly, we're not going to like trash anybody because that's not cool, right? So we're not trashing any restaurants. We're going to just talk about fun stuff, crazy stuff, funny stuff, things we miss, things we wish existed, so on and so forth. And third, no fast food.
No.
Because listen, we all know that you get fast food. We get fast food. I'm just going to get the one fast food thing done and then we can't do anymore. Nobody's allowed to. I get to. I love Steak and Shake's beef tongue fries. All right. So I just have to get it on the table and then we're going to move past it.
All right.
But I love Steak and Shake's beef tallow fries. They switched over to beef tallow and you can tell, honestly. Okay. So no more fast food. I just did the one and that's it. So this is the Hangry Roundtable edition. Here we go. Possible. Let's go with the obvious first question. If you can wave your magic wand and be sitting somewhere for lunch instead of in this room not eating right now, where are you?
I'm at JB Hook's. I'm having the Mayfair salad with...
That's the Caesar. Isn't that the Caesar one?
That's the one. That's the one where it has all... It's basically a Cobb. It's a fancy Cobb.
Oh, the Cobb salad, right.
Oh, yes, that really good dressing.
Yes. The Mayfair salad with a glass of Pinot Grigio and maybe a side order of French fries if I'm sharing the salad because it's really big. Okay. That's where I want to be.
Thought about this.
And then I want to look out on the bottom lounge area, not the lounge, but the bottom lounge. You go down the stairs and I want the first table in the corner with the comfy chairs.
Wow.
That's what I want. Okay. Yes.
Wow, great. That was way more specific than I thought you were going to give us. But okay, great.
Yes.
No, Jill, that's okay. You just, where do you think you're going to be right?
It would be somewhere on the water, like Neon Taco. We love their bowls there. I'd like to boat up. I'm sorry. I'd like to take the boat there and then just sit out there with a great view. So that would be my number one today.
All right, Stace, you can't say Neon Taco now.
I was going to, but I'm not going to. So another Redhead Lakeside Grill. I love their steak tacos. They have a fancier name, but I don't remember what it is, but they are so good.
The Maria tacos. That's what I get.
Oh, the Maria?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Those are so good. You can't go wrong with those.
But Maria. I do miss
just enough little kick to them.
Do they have like
so
two
good
different sauces? Like at Lake House 13 last night, they had like a watery looking sauce and then some other spicy
It's just one sauce they put over it, and it is so good.
Maria is like the thing, right?
Oh,
it's like
yeah,
Mexican food. It's been a thing in Mexico for like centuries. Yes. But
and now all of a sudden we like
now like a Americans have finally discovered, like every, but it's the, it really is.
It's
like,
delicious.
They tapped over into the good side. Yes. Yeah. Into the flavor side.
Like, I mean, I don't know. I'm like carnitas and burrito, up there for me. So that's good.
Those are
good.
I'm team burrito.
By the way, this episode brought to you by nobody. Actually.
Us.
So if we talk about a restaurant, and we have lots of restaurants that advertise at Lake Expo, but we're just talking. So this is not, these aren't like promo plugs or anything else. We're just thinking and talking. Okay, so.
We're just hungry.
Really,
we really are.
What's happening right now. Okay, let's see. How about this one?
Yeah, but you...
Food trucks.
Ooh.
Okay, so instead of going to a place, if you could have a food truck pull up in front of the office here right now, who are you picking?
Oh.
All right, Stacey's got one.
Okay. Well, Bless This Burger. Oh my gosh. They are, because I live on HH and they are by Patriots Bank a lot. Thank them very much because This is so good. They have so many different burgers and chicken sandwiches and then their cheese curds. I can just eat those at some meal. They're so good. So yeah,
that's good. I have never experienced a food truck here yet.
What?
Not even a long time?
No, well, yes, I did.
What? We were at Auto Construction, their grand opening,
and that was amazing. Do you remember the name of
it? Oh, no.
It's a food truck, but she does everything homemade. Everything is from scratch.
Oh, it was so good. I wish I could remember.
Well, this is not scripted.
What kind of food is it?
We're everywhere. Sorry.
What was your favorite thing that you had?
Oh, they've had wraps.
Okay.
So we'll come back to it. I think I sort of remember who it was.
Yes.
Too.
Okay.
All right, Kath, which food truck are you
going? Well, I don't remember their name, but remember they were here for a good season. There was that barbecue place that had the huge truck that they had the extra.
Oh, Brewster's?
Yes.
Oh. I remember Brewster's.
It doesn't exist anymore. They moved and they opened a restaurant, and then I read that they out of town, and then they actually even closed down the restaurant.
Those were the best pork steaks.
I don't even know if I ever had pork steak after that, and I don't know that I'm ever going to have it again because it was the best pork steak in the universe.
Did they grill outside on the big grill?
There was a big smoker on the back of it. Yeah, Brewster's. Yeah, oh my gosh.
It was literally like a restaurant on wheels. It was legit. It was big, and you would see them, and he'd just make you happy. Because mm-hmm. you're like, oh, I know that's good. Mm-hmm. And then the other place I do want to try that we're going to try over at the new Lake Escape Access place is the sushi Asian place.
Oh.
It's a big black food truck that's always down in Camdenton.
Yes, I've not been there before.
It's on its way to the ballpark. And every time we pass it, I'm like, because it says Asian persuasion, I want. They do fresh sushi rolls. It says it out there. Mm. And then they have other like burgers and sandwiches too. Okay. So I'm trying that this Friday and I'm really excited.
All right.
Which is
mine is Twisted Tony's Korean barbecue.
How did we
I was talking with them and I was like, so how do you go from sandwiches
to
Korean barbecue?
Right.
Yes.
And there's an interesting story that I can't retell because I would ruin the story. But yeah, like, you know, the chef, he had like met somebody that had done certain Korean barbecues. I was like, we're going to do this. It's amazing. I mean, my kids didn't really like it because it's a little bit full of flavor. Kids are terrible. You know, the kids are terrible at this stuff. It's like chicken nuggets, please.
Yeah. Mac and cheese.
But no, it is so flavor packed. I think when I had it was at Midwest Roofing's grand opening, the big thing they did.
Okay.
And they had Twisted Tony's Korean barbecue there. And I don't remember what I got, but I know it like blew my mind. And they have it set up behind the shop there in Osage Beach.
Like, I was going to say, where is it?
I don't remember the hours of the day. They have to look on their page. But so that I think actually is, I love Bless This Burger too, but I think Twisted Tony's really is probably my favorite food truck. And then kind of, you know, strangely, they also sell their wings, I think, out of the food truck.
Oh,
and they won the wing. What's it? The Wing Fest?
Oh,
Wing Fest? Yeah.
They did.
They won that this year.
I forgot.
Which, again,
right.
is sort of like, how do you go from sandwiches? I mean, they obviously know how to make good things, right? So they have their wings in there and they are on.
They're Korean type wings.
They're just more normal wings. And I don't know how they did it. They like the smoke flavor is just. Like next level on those things. So there you go. That's my food truck pick.
Okay. I need to get out and try more food trucks.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, clearly.
I love a good food truck.
Clearly. What's a good restaurant experience you've had like this summer or maybe this year so far?
Ooh, wow.
I wish we had these questions ahead of time.
No, yeah. You just got to think on your, you have 7 seconds. Go.
Okay, girl lunch. Girl lunch at Tavern Trattoria. Matt and I were just on an impromptu date outing. And I went and we got the best seafood bisque ever I've ever had. And then we had a Caesar salad that we split and then also truffle fries. So I was not expecting an easy lunch, which goes to salad. Yeah,
wait,
salad,
your husband's fries. With you, so this is not girl lunch.
But it was my version of the date day lunch. Lunch, he had a sandwich and soup.
He had a manly meal,
and I had the girl lunch because we had just so much time to just have a little lunch experience.
Right.
Because you have to get away when you can. And that was, I was surprised because I was not expecting an actual, like, fulfilling lunch experience when you know that some places it's going to be a longer dining experience, but they were able to satisfy our needs in a short time that we had.
Okay.
And a girl's lunch means what again?
It's a salad and fries.
That's the literal definition of girl lunch?
No, it's the treats that you want, but also making sure it's under the calories that you're allotted.
That sounds
I'm just
classically complicated.
I made that up, but that's what I think.
Ice cream or dip your fries in a milkshake.
We discussed this at a team meeting recently.
Yes.
Somebody said, like, oh yeah, girl dinner. And I was like, I don't know. That's a term.
Yeah.
But then apparently there's like boy dinner and girl. I don't know. So my wife sent me a picture of it was some kind of thing like this the other day. And she was like, look, girl dinner. And this is the thing. So, all right. Somebody else, a memorable meal you've had this year at the lake so far?
Well, I'll have to say on Mother's Day, we went to On the Rise. Oh my gosh, you guys. They were spoiling us already. And then the food is just incredible. Mm-hmm. Everything they brought out was so good. Yeah, because you ordered it yourself. So it wasn't, they didn't, you know, provide
no
you
buffet.
Ordered it. No buffet.
Okay.
But it was so good.
And that was for Mother's Day?
Yes. That was for Mother's Day.
And I think that might be the only place that you can get a beignet.
And it was so good. Oh my gosh, with the raspberry. raspberry sauce, delicious.
Mm-hmm. And how they fry their eggs there with some kind of feta on top. I don't know.
I
love it. I mean, when we did like the food and drink feature for them, I was like, I'm gonna do that one. I'm not saying that one to anybody. And I went and I just had like just me, myself, and I sitting there with these like plates that the photographer had done. I was like, I'm gonna need some time.
Yeah.
Because it was so good. I'm a breakfast person though, so like I love that they do breakfast stuff. I mean, the lunch and stuff too, but
it's upscale breakfast.
It's quaint and it's cozy, but everything that you have, like their Eggs Benedict, it's kind of hard which one to pick because it's
good. I was sampling everybody's, but a lot of it I can't pronounce. So then I'm like, can you tell me how to say this?
We're not going there.
I'm just trying to lead her along and see what else she'll add into this conversation. Toilet talk is not appropriate.
Don't talk for the angry round table.
You never know what's going to happen in the angry round table. Okay. Wait, who didn't say their memorable experience?
But On the Rise, I'm telling you, that's a wonderful experience for me because I'm not a big eat out breakfast or brunch, and I do enjoy that. So we need to stop talking about them. Give somebody else some love.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah.
Wait, so we did On the Rise
in
the Tavern Trader.
Lunch.
My wife, my most recent one is my wife and I went to Hook's. Always memorable.
Yeah.
Sunset and, you know, everything is good. Always. Mm-hmm. It's just always good.
Always
and she
good.
Ordered, she actually ordered my normal there. My normal is the prime rib, extra cut, because you take some home and you slice it up and put it on the sandwich. And you got to get it blackened, because if you're not getting it blackened, you're making bad life choices, right? So she actually went with that. And of course, like, she barely touched it.
Oh.
I mean, because there was like a salad in there.
Yeah. If you do the fish fingers, that's my favorite.
Oh, we just had those. Those are so good.
We started with ahi tuna. So we had ahi tuna and then a salad.
And then by the time
I had pasta, which was great. But I think I just wanted to branch out and not do the prime rib. But honestly, I think I'm going back to the prime rib again next time because it's so good. It's so good.
That's what I had for my birthday: the pasta with the chicken.
Well, Sam, what I used to do. So, quick story: when we were younger and I was in high school. He worked.
George's
my brother.
Okay.
So we would go and have our own little, like, dad was always traveling. So we'd have our own little, like, dinner after he got paid. And it was a treat dinner where we'd go to Hook's. We'd sit down by the window, just the two of us, and we'd talk about, like, our week. And then I would get the fettuccine Alfredo at Hook's, of course, with the Caesar salad. And then I'd ask them to add shrimp to it because I wanted shrimp and chicken. And he's like, go ahead, whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And so he always got some kind of fish. But I was like, that was my favorite. So every 2 weeks or so, we'd go and have our own little, like, brother-sister time together.
Cool.
And Hook's made that
lots
happen.
Of great memories made.
And there's so many people that have stories about dining there. You know, they've had special occasions that they...
It's a good spot.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, you gals brought literal notes.
Yes.
So we would be remiss to miss The notes. Okay, so just, you know, what do you got?
Well,
you got?
Best Brussels sprouts.
Who?
Brussels sprouts are a big thing here.
I know.
And people take it seriously.
Yes,
they do. I think I do love Tuckers.
Tuckers.
Yeah. Now, who else has them, though, that I've had them before?
Roxy's.
Roxy's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I have them at Roxy's. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, it's your topic. Who else?
I know.
Yeah.
I can't stop thinking about
but
it.
But I can't think. I mean, if I want Brussels sprouts now, I just want Tuckers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They are. Okay. It is not just. It is
well,
not.
Throw in the comments if you're watching somewhere on this, like where your favorite Brussels sprouts are.
Because somebody just added something.
We made some like a list of. Maybe this is a Lake Expo feature at some point. Like all the places to get Brussels sprouts.
Yes.
That is such an old person.
I don't like Brussels sprouts. Well, I know. I've never liked them before.
I don't care how you fancy them.
Oh, no. You have to burn them, right?
And the garlic and the butter.
And the butter and crispy. The cheese. You gotta be crispy. Okay, best prime rib.
Well,
I already said it.
Mine is Michael Steak Chalet.
Oh, okay.
Deep cut, and you have to get it medium rare.
And
some people like the end cut, not so much. I want it right in the middle. And you know what's best about that is that it has this peppercorn rib.
It is a peppercorn rib. Yes.
Yes. And I remember it was just, it's an experience. It's a big piece. It's delicious. And I don't care whatever the sides are. Don't matter. I want that peppercorn rib right there. That's it. Okay.
Good. I have been to Michael's. One time, the entire time, like lived at the like 15 years.
I was thinking of Jeffrey's just now. I've not been to Michael's.
It is good there too. The best thing at Jeffrey's though is their ravioli. Is their seafood ravioli?
Oh yeah, seafood ravioli.
And that you just can't miss. Have it as your entree. Share a plate. Best seafood ravioli. Ever. Jeffrey's.
Yeah. But the great thing about Jeffrey's is I think it's the salad. I feel like I've never had colder, crisper salad brought to my table.
The way that they do it.
And also, you know, like everybody knows that you've had the Jeffrey's salad for the next like 12 to 24 hours.
Yes.
Because you have wonderful garlic after that. I'm not even sorry about it. It's so good. Like there, whatever the. Like the house dressing is there.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm just like, just more on
this. Do they chill the plates too?
They chill the plate. It's table side service.
I mean, I love everything at Jeffrey's, but there's something about the salad. I think I actually like wrote a poem about the salad.
Ooh,
I kid you not, about Jeffrey's salad. I was eating and I was like, an ode to Jeffrey's salad. I need to have ChatGPT write it. I don't have to be so creative, but yeah. The bomb. All right, what do you got on your...
Well, back to the fish fingers.
Grouper fingers.
Yeah. That's another big thing down here. Mm-hmm. So you've got them at Backwater Jack's.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
Shady Gators. Mm-hmm. I think Shady Gators started the...
If they're the ones that started it?
Okay, because they're so good.
Were they just serve them as like a... Is it a fried...
And then the sauce, you have to have the...
And they put honey. And then they put honey drizzle on top. And then there's the sauce that you dip it into.
And then the gator.
Even Randy, who doesn't like fish like this.
Yes, same. I don't like fish.
It's so good.
But at the gator, they're big. And they roll them in cornflakes.
The cornflakes at the gator.
Everybody is a little different.
And they're big, but they're like the big ones.
Well,
and
that's like different, like chicken, like fish sticks and like a...
Or you can have it on top of it. Because I think that's what Hooks does. They just put it on top
of it. Yes. Right? Theirs doesn't seem as sweet, but that cornflake makes it sweeter.
I
can't remember Backwater how they do
the best.
Yeah, they do it like that too.
I think the best are at the Gator, honestly.
And which one?
At Shady Gator.
They're just really sweet.
They're all good.
Yeah.
They're sweet.
Yeah.
All right.
What else do they have on my list? Oh, I wanted to talk about also... Not only the Brussels sprouts at Tucker's, but that Nashville hot chicken sandwich and wings. I would love that.
Your favorite.
They're the ones who introduced me to a thing called Nashville chicken. I was not in Nashville. I was here at the lake, and I discovered that there was a Nashville. I'm behind on a lot of things in life. We've been busy having five kids.
Children.
So, yeah, apparently Nashville is a real thing. And Nashville chicken is a real thing.
I'm not
and
Nashville.
I first had it at Tucker's, and it's so great. And it really demands all of your attention.
Yes.
It's a certain way of putting it. It is so like spicy and just packed with good.
Big
oh my gosh. Big yes. Pickles. It is the bomb. And then I went to Nashville and this past fall for a conference thing, Brent and I went and had Nashville chicken there. And also Tucker's like, They right stand up. Stand up. Okay. Like, you could put them in the mix there. So it's good stuff. I don't even know what is in that like proprietary blend that makes a thing Nashville. I just know it's hot.
I have no idea.
And it has like other various magical spices.
It's 18 spices and, you know, and seasoning.
18?
No, I'm parroting off of a fast food place that we don't want to say.
Oh, yeah.
Three letters.
Yeah. Okay, what else? Throw a couple more out here.
Do you have something?
You had notes.
I do. I have more.
It was best happy hour.
JV Hooks, because I'm sorry, I mean, they do.
This episode brought to you by JV Hooks.
They have those appetizers. What are they, for half off, I think?
Yes, in the lounge, and then you can go and you can get the, but
it's I have music usually.
Yes.
So, but I do have another favorite place.
Okay,
I was there yesterday. I left work early. I was there at 4:30. La Rizzo's. So, yes, we love going there. So they have happy hour from 3 to 6, and then it's half off appetizers and then half off drinks, and it's just fun. It's a little area, but so you get, that's why you got to get there early so I can have a chair.
So which
one?
Do you go
to the Horseshoe Bend?
I go to the Horseshoe Bend. Okay. Yeah, so there's more room at the other one. Nice. The Stage Beach.
Okay.
So,
and I don't know if this is happy hour, but last night I left a little early too.
We're staying till 6 tonight.
So this is actually the confession of the show.
I did not leave early. I'm
chained
to my desk.
Lakehouse 13, Taco Wednesdays.
Ooh.
Nice.
Tacos. Oh, my gosh. $5. That's where I had my Bria. Oh, my gosh. It was so good. And then $5 margaritas, and they are mind erasing margaritas.
Oh my gosh.
I cannot.
Well,
you need
so we shared. Here to tell us about
had two. We shared. No, we shared. That's how, because our friends had told us about them. So anyway, $5 margaritas.
So really, $2.50 per person is what you're
at. That's all you need. That was all we needed. Okay, but you guess to consider that happy hour.
Okay, good. All right. Another one?
Mussels and Fries.
Oh, 1932.
That's all over Nathan. That's
1932,
Mussels
right?
and Fries. Mm-hmm. 1932. We've had them at Encore. We tried them there. A little different, but signature because it has like this extra textured sauce in there. So you're not just getting the mussels and fries. You're getting a whole other bottom of plentiful meatness that you're just... You want to soft? I'm salivating. Think about it. You want to soft
mussels?
Can't you muscles?
I did sample that, and
it's delicious.
I'm sure it's.
I'd never heard of this dish until 1932 Reserve, and now it's like, especially if you've got like a group. If it's maybe just me and the wife there, then I don't know that we're ordering mussels and fries. We're ordering another like maybe a smaller appetizer. It's like a huge bowl.
Yeah.
At 1932.
They're Brussels
sprouts. Oh yeah.
They're good.
Yeah, those are good. Those are good. But those mussels and fries, that is such a weird dish. This must be like, I don't know, is this like a Chesapeake cuisine, like Northeast thing that this comes out of? I don't know why mussels and fries is a thing.
Like a Maine vibe?
It seems like
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I'm so glad that it made its way here.
Because
It is so weird and so, I mean, weird and that like, I wouldn't put those two together in my mind.
Yeah, I would
but
never.
But super yum.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, but Jill is not all about it.
So no, I'm more about. Have you had the buffalo chicken ragoon?
I love rangoons. I'm going to have to
get
that.
Rangoon.
Oh my gosh. Stuffed with buffalo chicken and it's probably 2,000 calories though. So that, and then on the more healthier side there, I love their oriental lettuce wraps.
Okay.
It's a messy thing though. I mean, they're all falling out, but it's delicious.
You're at the beach, you just go wash it off.
You're literally just lettuce wraps were like the thing though, like late 90s, early 2000s. Lettuce wraps were everywhere.
Things are coming.
You know why? Because P.F. Chang's, sorry,
none of that.
By the place with the horse. Why does it have a horse? Why? I don't understand it.
Oriental, they rode horses? I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no answer for this. We're not supposed to be talking about
this. Who didn't ride horses? Final goes
lettuce wraps.
Lettuce wraps.
I'm okay if lettuce wraps don't make their way back.
Okay. Oh, I love a lettuce wrap.
Really?
Oh, wait. I guess there was one Asian yesterday. Tegan brought it in from doing the... Her,
it was Frankie and Louise.
No, I think it was Captain Ron's.
Captain Ron's.
They sure do.
They have a few new menu items. Go check it out.
Lettuce wraps feel very like chick food, though. I don't know. I feel like chick food. Lettuce wrap is chick food, right?
Okay,
like,
so segue
the dude's
back.
Doing a burger.
Brandy does lettuce wrap with
Well, I mean, you know, that's fine. I'm not going to call it a chick. It's all right. I'm just saying it's not like something where I'm like, you know what I'm really craving? Freaking lettuce wrap, maybe two.
John's going to be like, where's the bread?
This is what I'm saying. Like, it just doesn't, like a thing I'm going to.
It's not where's the meat, it's where's the bread.
Right. So, okay. All right. Last chance here was we run through the notes and then we're going to go find something to eat for lunch.
I think they have a good happy hour too, but also the Blue Cat, the nostalgia of the Blue Cat, Alhana Blue Cat Lounge. They have a new menu and a couple weeks ago I tried their smash burger. Holy cow.
Oh yeah. You did a video.
Smash burger. I did. Those are really good.
Attempted to do a video.
That's a whole conversation.
Yes.
Best burgers.
Well,
Best pizza.
Also at the Blue Cat, because when Tegan did the article on them, Tegan, our writer, does an article on these different restaurants, and they make these foods, and we photograph them and write about them. But she always comes back with lots of nice leftovers from the staff. So, usually I haven't eaten, so I'm not even hangry right now. I like blaze through the noon hour and into the 1 o'clock. And then I'm like, it's 2:15. I should probably. She brought back the chicken and waffles. I've seen chicken and waffles on menus for a long time.
I've never ordered.
And I was like, I don't know, probably great, but it feels risky and weird. And I like chicken and I like waffles, but I don't like chicken
together?
And waffles.
Yeah.
Wow, it was good. And then I went somewhere, I don't know where I was after that, I ordered chicken and waffles at another place because I was like, this is what I'm doing. Oh, is it Rusty Rooster?
Okay.
So chicken and waffles is like my surprise winner for 2025.
Is there syrup on it?
Honey.
Oh.
I think syrup too. I think there's honey on the.
Is it syrup?
I don't know. Maybe different ones do different ways. I feel like there's honey on the ones at Blue Cat.
Is it syrup or syrup?
Syrup. Syrup. Is it syrup?
Okay. We're not allowed to say that word anymore. My gosh. Okay. All right. Last call.
Let me check my notes.
Stacy, what do you got?
Oh, I threw mine on the floor.
Stacy's just along for the ride.
You did mention a big bowl, and that made me think of our Christmas party at Mama Cita's. What was that giant?
Okay, but I have a mojajete story.
Okay. This is how we'll end with the mojajete story.
So we went to Mama Cita's, and we got the mojajete, right? So Nathan and Matt both had their own individual mojajete.
These things are like 500 degrees
Fahrenheit. I don't know. Crazy. Food challenge of who could eat.
It's a giant stone bowl with like fajitas like draped over the side. It's like a volcano of food.
It's
amazing.
It's better than a fajita because it has everything you want and you can share it with just two or the whole
family. Or like eight
or the whole family.
It's ridiculous.
It's in the bowl
or Brent just did.
It's a huge clay bowl that they heat up.
It's like the pumice or the volcanic.
It's cool, yeah. Then we went to Ixtapa in Camdenton. We also ordered the mojajete. This is a few weeks later. Well, that one's more spicy. And that was, I was trying, I'm like, we got to have a Mama Cita's Ixtapa Mojajete Challenge.
I'm down for this.
And then that will be like the best, that will be the title of the best Mexican restaurant because that's the hardest thing to challenge around here because they're all so good. But Mama Cita's, great vibe, great music, great food. But yes, Ixtapa, if you want something, but that was the hidden like, there's a lot of spice here. Yeah, so very
nice. Good. All right. Well, that is going to be our close because I just heard another stomach growl. But everybody wants lunch. I'll eat lunch at some point this afternoon. That has been our take on the lake. Listen, if y'all will go and subscribe wherever you're listening to this, watching this, check out our Facebook page on YouTube, smash that like button, smash that subscribe button because we're getting some good feedback, but we need more good feedback because we need people to love us. Yes. This is what this is all about. It's not really. Yes. But subscribe on all the podcast apps and all those things and share with your friends. If you have an episode idea, hit us up. out, DM us on our Facebook page or at Lake Expo, or I'm not giving out myself because that some people would abuse the privilege, but you know, like, you know, hit us up if you have episode ideas or people that you think we ought to have on the show, and we'll do another one of these soon, but we're going to let everybody go eat some lunch. That's been our Take on the Lake. Stay anchored, stay curious. See you soon.
Bye.